Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Samico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to ballet music inspired by the prodigal son. Sun Dances is what we call tonight's program. A very special Father's Day program this week. The parable of the prodigal son is related in the Gospel of Luke. A young wastrel burns through his family fortune, then returns home to the arms of his forgiving father. The son's more responsible elder brother is none too happy, but the father explains that since the younger son has repented and returned as if from the dead, in essence was lost and is now found, there's cause for celebration. The simple tale, of course, has been interpreted from a number of different angles, from a religious standpoint. That's not the purpose here. My purpose is to provide an hour of enjoyable music on the familiar subject. Let's begin with The Prodigal Son of Swedish composer Hugo Alfvén. The ballet was staged in 1957 in honor of Alfvén's 85th birthday. So this is a late work. Alfvén died in 1960. The composer was suffering from poor eyesight at the time, and was doubtful about his ability to undertake a major new piece. In the event, the finished score is a mix of folk melodies from the Dalecarlian region of Sweden, with connective tissue drawn from some of Alfvén's earlier works. We hear Walking Tune, Polska, Festive March, Polkett, Steklot, Swedish Polka, and again, Polska. A little frothy, but certainly worth hearing, the curtain raiser for this Father's Day program, the Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Stig Westerberg, in The Prodigal Son by Hugo Alfvén. Thank you.
Thank you.
music dating from 1957 by Hugo Alfvén. The ballet suite, The Prodigal Son, for the Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Stig Westerberg. It's ballet music inspired by the parable of the prodigal son this week for Father's Day. Sun Dances. You're listening to The Lost Chord. Sergei Prokofiev composed his ballet, The Prodigal Son, for Sergei Diaghilev and the Ballet Russe in 1928. It would be the last new production staged by Diaghilev before his death the next year. The work was written shortly before Prokofiev's permanent return to the USSR after 15 years of living abroad in Western Europe. Boris Kochno's scenario abandons the wrinkle of the envious elder son and introduces a seductive female siren as an element in the prodigal's downfall. Prokofiev took very well to the scenario, and composition went quickly. The music begins to take on a softer-edged lyricism, in contrast to the harsher idiom of much of his output from his Paris years. In fact, it prefigures, in many ways, his later ballet, Romeo and Juliet. The ballet falls into three scenes: scene one, made up of the departure, meeting friends, the siren, and the dancers. Scene two features the prodigal son and the siren, drunkenness, the despoiling, and awakening in remorse. Scene three consists of sharing the spoils and the return. Interestingly, material for the ballet also forms the basis for Prokofiev's Symphony No. 4, which was composed simultaneously. Here's the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Nemi Järvi, in the ballet The Prodigal Son by Sergei Prokofiev. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
music dating from 1928 by Sergei Prokofiev. The Prodigal Son, the complete ballet, performed here by the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Neeme Järvi. If you're a dyed-in-the-wool Prokofiev fan, you may have recognized some of the numbers. The melodies form the basis for his Symphony No. 4, which was not adapted from the ballet score, as is often claimed, but was rather composed simultaneously, the material conceived in true symphonic form. And that music from Prokofiev's The Prodigal Son brings us to the conclusion of tonight's program. A couple of ballets inspired by the familiar parable related in the Gospel of Luke. Sun Dances, an off-center Father's Day tribute. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.